It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. You could think of the Democratic presidential candidates like rival basketball teams. It's the fourth quarter of a close game. The play is rough, yet the teams know that the game will go into overtime no matter how they play. That's the situation for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton following her primary victories this week. In a moment, we'll meet one of the superdelegates who could make the final decision. First, NPR's Don Gagne reports on the situation now.
It is a race that has already gone on longer than anyone expected, and that means some new campaign tactics are being hatched and tried out. All along, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have courted so-called superdelegates, those party officials, Democratic members of Congress, and other important figures whose votes are not determined by primary or caucus results. They get to go to the convention and cast a vote for whomever they want. And if neither candidate can win based on regular delegate counts, as seems likely, that makes Senator Clinton especially dependent on a superdelegate majority. Clinton was on NBC's Today Show yesterday.
People are superdelegates for a purpose. They are to exercise independent judgment, and it's very important that they exercise that judgment based on what they believe will lead to the best nominee.
The Obama camp counters that superdelegates should not overturn the wishes of Democrats across the country who participated in primaries and caucuses and gave Obama his delegate lead. But the Clinton campaign warns that superdelegates should use their judgment, saying Obama is still a relative unknown, and who knows what kind of damaging story could emerge before the general election. Harold Ickes is a top Clinton advisor. He spoke to reporters in a conference call yesterday.
I happen to be partisan in this. We think that Hillary has been vetted for the last 15 years. There's not another shoe in her closet to drop. It is clear that too much is yet unknown about Senator Obama.
But Obama strategist David Axelrod offered a counter to that claim in his own conference call.
Senator Clinton has a history of non-disclosure, and even in this campaign, she's been reluctant to disclose information, whether it's the tax returns, the records from the Clinton Library, the donors to the Clinton Library, which we know have become controversial.
Senator Obama also got in on the act at a news conference aboard his campaign plane as it sat on the tarmac in San Antonio. He challenged Senator Clinton on multiple fronts and pressed the media to go after her more aggressively.
If the suggestion is somehow that on issues of ethics or disclosure or transparency, that somehow she's going to have a better record than I have, and will be better able to withstand Republican attacks, I think that's an issue that should be tested.
And he added this promise.
So I think that over the coming weeks, we will join her in that argument.
Of course, there are potential hazards for each candidate if we are to enter a prolonged period of attack and counterattack leading up to Pennsylvania in late April. Obama risks tarnishing his image as a candidate who focuses on the positive and who pushes the need to change the tone in Washington. Clinton, meanwhile, risks offending African Americans and younger voters whose support she would need in a general election contest. One solution was hinted at by Senator Clinton in a TV appearance yesterday. She said she thought a compromise ticket featuring both her and Obama might be, quote, where this is headed. The people of Ohio, she added, thought she ought to be the name on top. Don Gagne, NPR News.
And you can hear other moments from conference calls with Obama and Clinton strategists on the candidates' next moves at npr.org/elections.